Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Mother Teresa said, I found the paradox that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love. Our guest today has experienced the reality of more love. And we here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we always take a moment at the beginning of our show just to remind you about God's love, that He loves you, that He knows you. And because He knows you, He knows everything that you're going through right now, spoken and unspoken. He understands the burdens that you carry, the burdens that you have not even yet been able to express to others. But sometimes, you know, we can see it, people can maybe see it on your face, and like how people can see things on my face. Sometimes we think we're hiding things and we're actually wearing it on our sleeve. But you know what? This in this world in which we live, this life that we live, let's just face it, we all struggle at times. And sometimes those struggles come in the most unexpected ways. They take us by surprise. And it's in those times, and perhaps even right now, as you listen, you're thinking, hey, how does He know about me? How does He know what I'm going through? Yeah, well, right. You know what? It's the Lord that knows. And you know, we've all, my co-host, Pastor Alfredo, our guest today, we all know what it's like. And oh, how we've been blessed by the grace of God. And we want to share the love of Jesus Christ with you, for you to know that you can have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that through faith in Christ, who loved you so much, He died on the cross for your sins, He shed His blood on that cross, and He was buried. But 3 days later, He was raised again. And Christ, the living Christ, calls you to Himself and lets you know today that you can have a personal relationship with Almighty God, have your sins forgiven, your wrongs made right. And all of a sudden, through faith in Jesus, you can have access to all the resources of the Lord in the midst of a very trying time. Aaron Ching grew up in Mililani. He met his wife, Sean, at Hilton Hawaiian Village. He works at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard. He and Sean have one daughter, Jenna. In their 12th year of marriage, Aaron found Sean unresponsive. It was Tuesday, February 22nd, 2011. She was transported by ambulance to emergency at Kaiser Hospital. Sean was bleeding in her head due to a brain aneurysm. Multiple operations were needed. Sean woke up from the coma beginning early April, just about 2 months after she was found unresponsive. And she was transferred to Maluhia Hospital. And again later, transferred to Rehab Hospital of the Pacific. And now Sean was released to go home on December 21st, 2011. She continues to heal by God's grace and by God's power. And Aaron today is in studio with us to share the marvelous things that God has done in their life. Aaron, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny.
Take us back, Aaron. What happened February 22nd, 2011?
Well, February 22nd, right around the time I was tasked at work to do, you know, basically take on a big job. And it was was working a lot of overtime, coming home really late at night. But, you know, on that day, I was walking back to the office and I had a choice to either stay at work or to uncharacteristically, for me at that time, to go home. I decided to go home. And when I reached home, I opened the garage, and normally what I would do is I would stay outside of the house. I would take our dogs out. I would water our plants. But, you know, when I pulled into the garage, I had this sudden urge to just go into the house. So I went into the house, and I was wondering, you know, I went to go use the restroom, and then I wondered, hey, where's my daughter? How come it's so quiet? So when I came around the corner, I was going to tell my wife, what, did he take too long of a nap? And I saw her slouched over on the couch, and I, you know, just by looking at her, I immediately knew something was wrong. So at that point, you know, I called 911, and the ambulance, the fire department came almost immediately. It seemed like they were almost like right down the road, and I was still in complete shock. You know, I didn't really digest what was really going on. So the ambulance driver told me we're going to take us over to Kaiser Hospital. The strange thing about this, Danny, is we don't have Kaiser insurance. Mm. And the whole thing was hospitals were full. I think it was Polymomi was full that day, and we ended up going to Kaiser. So waiting in the emergency room, basically the doctor came out and said, oh, you know, Sean suffered a brain aneurysm, and she had a lot of bleeding in her head, and, you know, we're doing as much as we possibly can. What happened after that, they got her a hospital room over in the ICU. And, you know, just being in the ICU and to hear the doctors, you know, you see it on TV, you hear it on TV every single time that the doctor walks up to you and tells you, you know, sorry, we're doing all we possibly can. And at that point, you know, whatever success, whatever money I've made in the past, it was worth nothing. And the feeling of hopelessness, not being able to do anything to help the situation. So, you know, things, well, she was in ICU. I guess I still was in shock all of those days.
Aaron, during that time, you know, when you went through that shock experience and you felt hopeless. A lot of people feel like that sometimes. And did you, at that time, started turning your eyes toward God or having a sense of, you know, crying out to God?
Yeah. Basically, what happened, my sister and her family, they were going to Grace Bible Church at Pearlside, and got in touch with one of the pastors out there, Pastor Camille Omo. And, you know, it sounded like it just felt like it was the right thing to, you know, lay hands on and pray upon Sean. You know, being kind of like away from not walking with God at that point, I didn't know what anybody meant by laying hands. So, you know, at point I was raised to kind of, you know, just pray and believe in God and have faith, you know, have faith. But faith, I really didn't understand what faith was at that point. When Pastor Camille came, we laid hands on Sean. I remember I had something came to me. I had a kind of like almost like a vision of Sean. She was wearing like a golden suit, and her hair was just glowing, and that she had a big smile on her face. But, you know, I just felt this almost like, you know, just different presence, and things were starting to change after we prayed. So Pastor Camille gave me a choice at that point to, if I wanted to accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. And I agreed to it. So we're in a waiting room, and they had a lot of construction going on at that time. And I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. At the same time, immediately right after, here comes Sean on a gurney. They're wheeling her out to the operating room to do an emergency procedure on her. I was able to, you know, I just felt so much peace after accepting Jesus, that I was able to go home and, you know, take a shower. And I remember receiving that phone call from the doctor saying, okay, the procedure went okay, she's stable. And I just felt like more at peace.
What was it like, you know, in the aftermath? You go back, you see her. What was her condition?
her condition at that point. I think Pastor Coach could probably agree with this, that it really seemed really grim, that it seemed like there was no hope whatsoever, from no hope to having a lot of hope. Just to see her, just from what she was, you know, with all of these different tubes hanging out of her, to, you know, from a chest tube to, I mean, all kind of different things. They had to drain the fluid out of her head, to, you know, understanding all these different medicines that they were administering to her. And, you know, I guess by finding peace and accepting God, that gave me the strength to start, you know, just to stand up and really be a man in the house, to be a follower of Christ, and to, you know, just truly rely on Him.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I remember walking in to the room, and you know, as you know, praying along with you, and seeing how Sean was like, and I've been in many hospital rooms and ICU, and you know, seeing how people are. It really looked really bad, and the reports from the doctors didn't look good. We actually had to really pray in faith and speak words of life, because it didn't really look good. And
see that, not looking good. That very thing right there. And like you said, you've been, Coach, you've been in many many situations like that. I've been in many situations as a minister going into a very, very critical situation. And then I myself have seen pictures and of myself have been in a critical situation. But in light of all of that, there you are. What I'd like to hear is your process of what you were experiencing in the middle of hopelessness. So when you say the situation was grim, obviously, things have changed dramatically. You're here today sharing about things having changed. And the reason I think it's important is because people face grim realities on a regular basis. You know, it might be someone driving to the hospital right now because they're going to see something that they wish they never, ever had to see, because they've heard news they never wanted to hear. Or they could be in a critical situation. It's like a crisis moment. A loved one is, you know, facing death. Or there might be a feeling of death emotionally in someone. Or there might be a facing of death of a kind of financial reality. Or a relational ending, so to speak, because of choices made or actions not taken. You know, so many things this can relate with. But this is where the rubber meets the road. The nitty-gritty of it all, Aaron, is how you process things in the middle of it being grim. Because we all face that from time to time. But obviously something happened. We're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, you're going to hear the process of hope. Now, he's already shared a bit about how he's beginning a relationship with Christ. But you're going to hear what that means, what the meat of it is. More than just talking about the skeleton of it. But where's the meat? Where's the substance of faith? Where's the substance of a relationship with God? When all other relationships fall short, when not enough, you don't have enough money, you don't have enough experience, when you don't have enough connections, and you feel hopeless, where do you go at a situation like that? When we come back, Aaron Ching will share heart to heart with you, and you don't want to miss it. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Imagine this. You come home from work. It's one of those moments where, you know, you go out of your routine. Normally would stay at work a little bit longer, do a little bit more. But for some reason, you go home and, you know, you don't water the yard or the plants and stuff. You know, you don't tinker around like you normally do. You go inside your house and then you find your wife unresponsive on the couch. And immediately you react because you have to react. You call 911, you call the fire department, firemen come, the fire crew comes, the ambulance comes, and then you're off. You know, you're off to emergency. And you realize that your dear wife had a brain aneurysm. And the situation looks really, really grim. Well, that's the story of my featured guest today. His name is Aaron Ching. Aaron works at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard. He grew up in Mililani. He met his wife, Sean, at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. And he's here to testify of an amazing process that has made all the difference in his life. And it includes a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guest, Aaron Ching. Now, you might be wondering, you heard the tail end of the last segment, or you're just tuning in right now and you say, okay, I need to make sure I get this whole thing, because maybe there's someone that you know that will be encouraged by listening to this show as well. Well, you can get the free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Send a link, send it by email, communicate with others about this, because, you know, sometimes we get in those triage moments. It's the emergency moment. Here's a moment of hope in the midst of an emergency.
Aaron, you talk about coming to Christ because of the crisis that you were in. And, you know, a lot of times people think, well, we come to Christ, we give our life to the Lord, and everything will be just all right.
Yes, it will be, but it's a process. It wasn't always easy. It wasn't like, you know, in the mountaintop experience. You went through a roller coaster of emotions. Tell us a little bit about that, because I remember talking with you, and I've seen you go through that. And it's important that our listeners understand what you went through.
Well, we're a roller coaster of emotions. What it came down to, it seemed like, you know, like we mentioned, things looked really grim. Or sometimes things would look, you know, outstandingly well. I remember just reflecting back that I was able to feel, you know, God's grace and God's love at times. But, you know, at the early stages of my walk, I kind of didn't really recognize it. I still had to figure out what faith, trust, and belief was. You know, no matter what your eyes see, no matter what the doctors say to you, you have to hang on and you have to trust Jesus, trust our Lord with all of our heart, and know that things are okay, and lift every situation up to Him. No matter what your eyes see, no matter what people say, no matter what seems of the natural that is, but only God knows what is.
Aaron, you said something about a blessing. This in a way, was a blessing. What did you mean by that?
What I meant by, you know, this whole entire situation, I think someone that doesn't know the Lord, if I told them, you know, this was a definite blessing for me. Prior to this incident happening, I was the type of person that I was very self-centered, greedy, looked for a lot of self-glorification. And, you know, by this process happening, you know, take a step back, you know, I turned into a person that I didn't recognize, someone that I thought it would never be. And after accepting Jesus, I kind of looked back into what kind of person I turned into. It wasn't someone that I recognized, you know, the thoughts that I was thinking, the things that I was doing. By, you know, accepting the Lord, He put me really on the right path. He put me on a path of getting my life straight, knowing what my priorities are. You know, before anything to do with my family, you know, if it didn't have anything to do with my career, I would push it on the side. Yeah. Before anything to do, even with my daughter, you know, my daughter Jenna, if it meant to either go to work or go to, let's say, for example, her Christmas program, I would choose to go to work instead of a Christmas program. So my priorities were really upside down, you know. I think you put money and self-glorification first. But after finding God, it was basically, you know, it helped me reassess my life. It helped me put things in order, you know, God first, and put my family there.
Right, right. Aaron, let me get this straight now, because you said earlier that it was a blessing. You know, people don't look at, you know, someone getting brain aneurysm as a blessing. You know, they look at that as a crisis. But you are looking at it from a different perspective, that it was a blessing because without that happening, you probably wouldn't come to Christ. Is that what you're really saying?
Yes, that is what it's saying. You know, I remember one time we were driving home from the North Shore, and Sean told me, just, you know, out of the blue, that because we were financially comfortable, and she just told me out of the blue, you know, He can take it all away from you. And I looked at her and I was like, you know, what are you talking about? She goes, yeah, God can take it all away from you. It's like that. And I looked at her, I kind of, you know, just, I rolled my eyes and I just ignored her, and I just kept on driving. So along the way, you know, if I reflect back on my life, the Lord actually gave me a lot of opportunities to turn towards Him, to go towards Him. And finally, to, you know, get my attention, it took something like this to happen, to wake up and realize, hey, you know, you better get everything together, that you have a chance to come to me. You have a, you know, it's always a choice for everyone. It's not something that is forced, because I could have chose not to go to God. I could have just relied on the doctors. You know, the doctors there were telling me, you know, it doesn't look good. There's nothing else we can do for you. To, you know, relying on God and having the peace. You know, those who are listening right now, they understand what peace really means. Just knowing that God is with you and things are going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We're continuing on this theme of process. And, you know, when I hear what you're saying, and I can see the, when we talk about blessing, okay, the blessing of a crisis, it might be outrageous for someone to hear us say that. How in the world can you say that it is a blessing? Are you crazy? Yep. Are you ridiculous? and yet, isn't it so that maybe for some of us, Aaron, and I throw myself in there as well, we are so blinded with ourselves and our own ambitions and our own, you know, it's like it doesn't take much. Yeah. We get a little bit of success, at least to what we think, you know, is success.
Right.
Like Howard Hendricks says, man is the only animal that when you pat him on the back, his head swells up.
That's so true.
And our heads get so big.
Yeah.
And it's so big, it blinds us.
Yeah.
And so there you were. But God was going to do something, and God did something to open your eyes to real life.
Right.
It's almost like watching or living life in black and white and color, or color and high definition.
Yeah. Yes.
How have things changed for you when you talk about Jenna and Sean and the way that you reprioritize your life now?
Well, now, you know, instead of wanting to make extra money, rather than looking good to people and trying to please everyone else out there, I always do what I feel that God wants us to do. You know, you're going to have to love and take care of your family. You take care of your flock. You know, a lot of times when it comes to Sean, you know, we have to provide some nursing care to her. So I'm doing the nursing care, administering medicine. For Jenna, you know, she needs a father figure, a parent in her life to just kind of point her in the right direction, to give her guidance, to give her wisdom. And, you know, to just do the everyday things. And I felt like I use this as to launch myself. You know, I feel this conviction that comes upon my heart to go out there and use what has happened to Sean, what has happened to my family, as a platform to help other people, to encourage people that are going through their trials, their tribulations of their everyday life when they face any type of crisis.
When we come back, Sean, I want to go into now something even deeper. Because there's a crossroads moment that you've gone through. And it's something that we all go through in life. Not so much only a crisis, but every day. And crisis is relatable to anybody.
Right.
Because what a crisis is to you, it is a crisis. Mm-hmm. And it comes at various levels. But if you're in a panic mode, or if you're feeling hopeless or helpless, it's a crisis for you.
That's right.
But the crossroads is this. When we come back from our break, we're going to go further on it. And I've experienced it. Coach,
yes,
I'm sure you have. The thing is this. You can either take the road of isolation and try to figure it all out on your own.
That's right.
And try to, you know, make do with what you have within the sole focus in the silo of your own resources. Or you can open up to others and be surrounded by others who can share in your pain and in your suffering and be there to help strengthen you. When we come back, we'll talk about it. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, so you come to the crossroads in your life. The crossroads being that you can take the road alone. And, you know, you can feel safe because, you know, you're all in control of what people are going to think about you, what they're going to feel about you. You can control all that. But it doesn't change the fact that you're alone. And sometimes I know it can feel real safe to be alone. And let me also mention that there are times when we should be alone. Be alone and reflect, be alone and think, be alone and pray. And yet, it's going too far if we are alone all of the time and there's no other input in our life. Then we become lonely, isolated, and then things become real dangerous because, you know, without processing things openly, our minds can play tricks on us. And I think the devil uses that. You know, you've heard an idle mind is the devil's workshop, but a lonely man, a lonely woman, can very easily be victimized without the mirrors of other people reflecting back our life and how, and especially in the Christian context, brothers and sisters in the Lord who know what life is, people that you feel safe with and you can process life. Well, our guest today has experienced that very thing. He's here today in large part because of that very thing. And so we're talking about a balanced life and the importance of fellowship and relationships and avoiding isolation. My name is Danny Yamashiro, and I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guest today, Aaron Ching. Aaron shared about his life, and if you want to hear more about this program, how to support our show, we need your financial support as well as your constant prayers. You know, because of the work that we do, there's all kinds of pressures that can come on that could, where the devil will try to detract us. But we need prayer. And
that's
we need
right.
financial support also to carry on with the great work that the Lord has called us to be a part of. It's really a privilege. And you can be a part of it as well. Aaron, the process, okay? You talk about isolation and being with people. Who helped you? Who came around you during this time?
Well, family came together. You know, it came to my parents, came to my sister, my outside family, my in-laws, friends. People contributed towards support. You know, people that I didn't even know were offering to come to pray with Sean during this time. Important part was, you know, I got encouraged from the staff at Grace Bible. I also got encouraged from my small group, brothers that I really didn't know. I remember everything seems like I was really on a fast track of growth. It seemed like, you know, went to church for the first time on that Sunday, go to what we call our grace groups, got invited to a grace group, and I really didn't know who my grace group brothers were at that point. But, you know, Pastor Alfredo mentioned that they were praying. They were constantly having Sean in prayer. And, you know, I just felt that, you know, this is something worth looking to. I just felt that it was the right thing to do. And God led me that way. He led me towards getting support from the grace group, getting support from pastors, getting support from the family. And, you know, prior to that, everything was really about me. What I would not let anybody into my life. I would do this all on my own. I would not, you know, take any type of what you call a handout. But, you know, but all of these people, you could feel the love just pour out from these people, this genuine caring. And it wasn't the type of caring that, you know, those out there would understand that, you know, okay, if you do something for me, what are you going to do for me in return? But, you know, this was something that they were just giving out their hearts to guide me during this time, to encourage me during this roller coaster time when I was feeling discouraged. You know, it was a way for Jesus to, you know, speak to me through the grace group, through pastors, through reading scripture, listening to the radio or watching Christian programs on TV.
Isn't it interesting, you know, Aaron, that when, you know, because of where you came from, it was real difficult, and people struggle with that sometimes. You know, they don't want to ask for help, but you pray, God, help me, God. You know, and the Lord sent people. You know, and sometimes we don't want to be helped by certain people, but the Lord using them to help us. And you have to come to the place of humbling yourself and realizing, man, I need help. And as you received it, you felt God's love start touching your heart even more. Tell us a little bit about that. Yeah.
Well, you know, from being not a humble person to being humbled, you know, it wasn't at that point, you know, again, it was a choice of being going down the road of being humble. You know, it's still a process. It's a growth process. And it's something that I'm learning to this day. But when it comes to reaching out for help, you know, just there's no way I could be at the hospital, I could be at the nursing home by myself. And God basically, you know, touched upon like my in-laws' hearts, touched my sister's heart. You know, for my sister, I wasn't too close to her growing up. I mean, because of, I guess, maybe the age difference. But she, you know, went out of her way to, and it was done for love. You know, love that God put onto her heart. And a lot of times, you know, I didn't feel like I needed to give them anything back. I didn't need to thank them. It was something that God placed on their heart.
Yeah. I remember you talking about the small group, and, you know, we were meeting at McDonald's in Mililani, and they would always pray for Sean. And one day they said, we want to go to see Sean and pray for her. And I knew you were blown away because you thought, wow, you know, these guys are just, I just got to know them and we can pray at McDonald's, you know, while we're getting our meetings. But you actually were surprised that they were willing to come. And not just once, but several times.
Yes.
And how has that really blessed you to help you?
Well, it's very process. It was extremely touching. You know, it's to have my grace group brothers go out of their way. You know, take time out of their busy days because you know they all have big careers. They have careers going on, and for them to just you know open up their heart and go into some place that you know I myself would never imagine anyone giving themselves up to you know go out there and help truly go out there and help someone. And it was so touching that you know reflecting back on it, you know how God just placed His hand onto everyone's hearts to come together to help us through this situation. And, you know, through this growth process, it's a growth process that, you know, sometimes you think that you're heading down the right path, but the Lord would tell you, oh, you know, I don't think it's this way, but maybe you should go down this way. So He'll open the door for you. But, yeah, it's been an awesome experience.
We can easily recognize when you mention my brothers.
Yeah.
You know, it's people that come through when the chips are down.
That's right, man.
You know, when we can have lots of friends when things are going really well.
Yeah.
But when you're stripped away of things to, say, offer,
right?
You know, because, you know, we live in a world of transactions, right? This is an exchange.
Yes.
Which is why when you give something freely without expecting or wanting anything in return, it really...
Yeah.
You know, causes people to scratch their heads in curiosity. But that's what you were beginning to experience and what you have experienced. Now, brotherhood, sisterhood, and we talk about Christian relationships, you know. Someone today might be listening.
That's right.
And you know, we have people that listen who are walking with the Lord. Others have fallen away from the Lord and are wondering, can I get back?
Yeah.
And then there are others who, and the answer is yes, by the way.
Great.
You can get back.
That's right.
There's hope. And then there are others who, they're just curious. They're listening. They don't have a relationship with the Lord. They might have even mocked Christians or Christianity or mocked the name of Christ. Might even be a hard individual that was a calloused.
Right.
And sometimes there are people who had really bad experiences. Either they blame God for what, because He wasn't there, they feel He wasn't there. Or it seems like He wasn't there when they called on Him.
Right.
And so they wrote God off in their heart. And others just experienced some weird moments in the church that just left them in a tizzy. Mm. Well, all those people, individually, right now, they're listening to your story.
Yeah.
And when we come back, I want you, Aaron, to speak from your heart. From the platform, I think you've earned it by the grace of God to be able to speak. Here you were, a self-centered guy.
That's right.
Self-contained. Yeah. You know, what? God, you're going to take all of this away? Come on now.
Yeah.
You roll your eyes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, your perspective changed, your priorities changed. When we come back, I'd like for you to share with that person right now who's wondering, you think God has hope for me too? You think God can help me or would come to me in my crisis moment, even though I've turned my back on Him many, many times? You think God can help me in my financial demise? You think God can maybe repair a relationship?
Right. Yes.
All those things. Someone wants to hear from you. And really, I think what will happen when we come back from our break, as you share, they're going to hear God speaking to them.
That's
right. From your testimony.
That's right.
Right from your heart. It's from God's heart to their heart through you. A man who knows brokenness.
That's right.
A man who knows confusion. A man who's ridden the roller coaster. And perhaps even sometimes, even today, still feel like you're on it.
Yes.
But a person who's searched and found the Lord to someone who's searching for the Lord right now. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky,
leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, the blessing of a friend. Friendship. You know, Proverbs 18:24 says, a man of many friends comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. You can resound with that. Can you say, I think so. To have an abundance of friends, it's possible. But when things really get rough,
right,
the real friends, they like cream rises to the top. So those friends rise to the top, and I'm just believing that you, as you listen, you will be a friend like that to someone. Right now, we don't have to look far. Someone in your life right now has hit the skids. They are in a crisis moment themselves, and you might not even be real close to them. Could it be that this is that opportune time for you to rise as cream rises to the top and be that friend, and not just a surface way,
yeah,
but more in a substantial way of following up. And that's just stick with somebody in this time. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guest today, Aaron Ching, who has experienced crisis himself. Aaron, how is Sean doing today?
Well, she's at home right now. When it comes to reflecting back and, you know, talking about memory, she's able to recall a lot of things that has happened in her past, down to specific details. I'll ask her when we're at home, hey, well, where did you put the soap? And she knows which drawer the soap goes in, where her secret hiding places are in the house. When it comes to processing and thinking, she's able to read, she's able to do math, you know.
Huh. Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Well, you know, I don't even know the secret hiding places that I had in my house.
Yeah.
I can't find the stuff that I hid, you know.
Yeah. That's so true.
You know, you talk about, you know,
her progress. You know, she's being in church every Sunday. I have the privilege of, you know, standing on the stage and seeing her and just seeing her track with the message and her face smiling. I mean, it's such a blessing to me to see her now from where she came from. And but she's still in process. You still have to transport her in a wheelchair, and we're believing for full, recovery. But it's been a process, and so you know, it's patience and trusting the Lord. But God is teaching you patience throughout this whole thing.
Oh, He definitely is. You know, God has the power to come down and just lay His hand upon her, and she could just divinely be healed and rise up. But you know, through this Pastor Alfredo, how you mentioned process, it's taking time. You know, if where I am today with my relationship with the Lord, if He healed Sean almost immediately, I would definitely not be where I am today. Yeah. You know, it's a process of building up faith. Where my faith stands and the strength of my faith is kind of, and the progress of that is where she is today.
Yes, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. You know, Aaron, there's a listener out there, you know, one person listening, and maybe hearing your story. What would you say to them? Maybe they're right now in a crisis. They're in a tailspin. What would you say to encourage them?
Well, basically, you have to slow down. Take one step, one day at a time. Keep on looking up. Look forward. Don't look back and don't look down, because it's not going to help you whatsoever. Get to know God. Just turn to Him. All you have to do is take one step towards Him, and He'll come all the way to you. And you know, a lot of people, Pastor Alfredo, they know of God, but they don't have a relationship with Him. And a lot of times they have something, you know, that they might be ashamed of. You know, the enemy, the devil, has something that he always tries to fill our heads with lies, and he tries to deceive us. And by doing that, you know, he tries to discourage you from turning towards God. But just to let everyone listening know out there that God is waiting for you. You just have to reach out for Him, and He'll reach all the way for you. And, you know, with Him and through Him, all things are possible.
Yeah. The marvel of what I see happening, even as you share, is what's happened inside of you.
That's right.
And, of course, what's happening, you know, in Sean as well.
Yes.
The healing that she's experiencing in the process. But what's happening in you and what has happened in you encourages us,
yes,
encourages our dear listener that there is, that God loves us enough, so much, yeah, that he's more concerned very often, yeah, in fact, all the time, beyond the externals of what's going on the inside.
That's so true.
You know, outside can be very fleeting. Yeah. It can be very superficial.
Yeah.
But the substance of the character and the faith, those things last forever.
Yes.
And with Aaron, I'd like for you to lead us in a prayer. Pray for our dear listeners right now. We've got a few minutes left. But I just want to say, on behalf of Pastor Alfredo, Aaron, and myself, treasure this moment. However difficult it might be, or however strange it might sound to you, the moment where God, right at this very time, is at work in your life, inside of you, your heart, your character. He's developing something in you because He has greatness in store for you in the days to come. And you'll see it. You'll see it. Please lead in a prayer.
Your Father God, you know, you're such a merciful God, a God full of love, God full of grace, you know, undeserving grace. But, you know, Father, I thank you. I thank you for, you know, all that you've done in our life. And that I ask that you, you know, you use this testimony to reach out there to people who are unreached, that who needs the conviction upon their heart, to let them know that you are there and you are in control of all things. And through you, Lord, all things are possible. Father, you know, I pray that, you know, you continue to be our provider. You be our healer. You'd be our protector. And Lord, you know, just continue to have your hand upon every single small thing and large thing in everyone's lives out there in the island. I pray for safety. I pray for love. I pray for peace, Lord, to come into everyone's lives. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Aaron, thank you for sharing, being with us today. And I want to say a shout out to your small group of brothers,
Todd of brothers, yeah.
And Mike, dear friends of mine of many years. Yeah. And you're blessed. And they're blessed to have you as well. Yeah. And, you know, you've been so gracious to share. And may the Lord continue to pour out his grace and his healing on dear Sean and Jenna. And Coach, it's always a blessing to have you in studio with us.
I always look forward to this, Danny. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And as you've heard Aaron Ching share his story today, take it to heart. He prayed for you. And God led him to pray for you right where you are today. And remember that there are close friends that are awaiting to be close friends of yours. And you know what? They might not even be people that you've had a lot of interest in the past. Maybe because you just didn't connect. But at a crisis moment, the Lord will bring them to you. And would you just be open in your heart to say, Lord, if they're the ones you want to use to minister to me, I'm going to open my heart. Because it's not just them. It's you, Lord.
Yes.
Can you make that your prayer? I believe. Even as I'm looking at Aaron and Alfredo, that could be the very moment of breakthrough.
That's right.
For you. You know, Aaron Ching is sent by God because God loves you. Yes. Alfredo Canencia is sent by the Lord today because the Lord loves you and he knows you. Yes, so anyway, with all that said, we're here. And we, as it were, shake hands as brothers. Yes. And we reach out to you, dear sister, dear friend. Dear friend who's coming to the Lord, we want you to know the Lord. And brother in Christ, as you listen, be encouraged, yes. Be strengthened. Yes. In the next few days, you're going to be hearing other inspirational stories of hope and faith. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. We want you to invite someone every day, 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Our stories are now downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We encourage you to share them with a friend. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Aaron Ching. Until next time, along with my co-host Alfredo Canencia and our technical producer Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.